For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And if you're competing against someone who's going all in with every resource they have, and you're only going half in because you're half in and you're half fucking out, guess what? You're gonna lose.
Hi, I'm Madison Mullen-Karcher.
And I'm Rachel Hampton, and you're listening to I See Why Am I.
In case you missed it.
Slate's podcast about internet culture.
Today we're starting off with a tweet from one of our listeners, thank you to Renee, who was in our mentions asking, are y'all or any of your audience noticing the TikTok algorithm got very weird last week? It felt like they hit reset on my preferences file and were testing a bunch of content. Like, I'm not mad about this one, but I have questions.
I dream of never being called resilient again in my life. I'm exhausted by strength. I want support.
The TikTok Renee is not mad about is a compilation of videos of a person dressed like what I believe is a possum?
Yes.
With a papier-mâché possum head?
Can confirm it's a possum. Cannot confirm what the fuck this video is or why Renee is receiving it. I also cannot confirm whether Renee is listening to me like the government is through my phone,
Rachel.
But it really does sound like she is, because I had this exact thought both this morning and last night. I was going through TikTok, as one does for their job, hosting an internet culture podcast, and not because I have an addiction.
Of course.
Of course.
Same.
And I did not understand what was happening. I have not seen this random of a mix of videos since I joined the app. And I was just like, TikTok didn't know me. I didn't know her. She didn't know me. And it seems like she once again does not know me, would not recognize me if I was walking down the street, because the videos I was getting made no sense. I have not skipped this many videos in as short amount of time as I did last night since I've been on the app.
We have a couple of guesses, Renee, as to what potentially has screwed your For You page. TikTok recently introduced 3-minute videos, which could mean the algorithm is working harder to figure out what people want a lot of, because I don't know about you, but I very rarely watch a full 3-minute video, even if it's exactly in my Venn diagram of interests.
Same, which is really sad, because I know people are really putting effort into these, but I don't go to TikTok to watch 3-minute videos. Also, TikTok recently introduced the ability to fast forward through videos, which on our last episode, we talked about the Wall Street Journal investigation as to how TikTok figures out what you're interested in, and it's how much time you spend watching a video. I can only imagine that is getting fucked with by the fact that people can now fast forward through a video.
Our third possible option for what's going on with the For You page?
Aliens.
I mean, case closed.
Case closed. I see why my PI is on the case. Case is closed.
We did reach out to TikTok to ask if perhaps something had come unplugged in the algorithm over the weekend, because that's how algorithms work, right? It's just like a big computer with a bunch of wires.
There's a ghost in the machine.
And TikTok said, nope, nothing of the sort, and directed us to an informational blog post about how they diversify recommendations for users over time as a way to figure out what is popular among a wide range of audiences. They'll show you some sort of assemblage of random videos, like, say, human possum, papier-mâché, nightmare fuel. And also, like we talked about in our last episode, they'll show you from time to time videos that have very few likes from small creators on topics you haven't indicated you're interested in, as a way to test maybe you are. Maybe you are interested in those things. Possums eating sandwiches.
I mean, Renee did say she wasn't mad about it, so perhaps TikTok has merely just opened up a new form of content that Renee can be interested in. However, seems fake, not gonna lie. I think something went wrong. I think a wrench was thrown into a machine somewhere at ByteDance headquarters, and the algorithm is just spitting random shit out.
Before we get into it, this episode does contain discussions about eating disorders, body dysmorphia, diet culture. If that's not for you, feel free to sit this one out. Now, today's topic is, let's say, challenging.
It's an understatement.
Do you want to be a better leader at work? A better parent? Make more money? Be more confident? Take control of your life? Well, great. Have we got an opportunity for you? But only if you're tough as nails, made of iron, willing to sweat and cry for it. Welcome to 75 Hard, the fitness plan-ish thing that's taking TikTok by storm.
Ew.
Did you like my infomercial voice?
I did, but I hate in what service it was being used, you know? Because this sucks. 75 Hard was created by marketing genius, perhaps villain of the week, Andy Frisella. And it's basically the most restrictive diet exercise plan that you can think of. Multiple daily workouts, mandatory reading homework, a gallon of water every 24 hours.
If you hear a lot of slurping throughout this taping, that's because we're armed with gallon jugs of water. We're trying, and probably failing, this thing is heavy, to get through over the course of recording this episode.
I would just like to say I did not suggest this stunt.
You gonna take a drink or what? You got a long way to go.
I guess. This feels like a hazing challenge.
Refreshing.
You might think, in this era of supposed body enlightenment that we're theoretically in, that something like P90X Redux on steroids wouldn't gain any traction. I'm sorry you're wrong. I'm also sorry for myself. But over on TikTok, it's being sold as a tactical guide to winning the war with yourself. And unfortunately, this sell seems to be working. Today, we are diving back into the trenches of the body positivity war. Pray for us.
We'll be back with all things 75 Hard after the break. And by break, I mean I already have to pee.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So, just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy as is genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And we are back. Rachel, drink some water.
Again?
Time to chug.
I'm so tired of water. I'll never drink water again.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's going to work out great for you. By the way, if you're wondering where our modern day obsession with water comes from, you should check out one of our other favorite podcasts from Slate, Decoder Ring.
Decoder Ring is actually kind of like ICYMI, except they take just a little bit more time. Okay, a lot more time. Going deep on a topic. On every episode, host Willa Paskin tackles a different cultural mystery, like my personal favorite, why did the laugh track become so uncool? And where did the Karen come from? Right now, they're in the middle of a brand new season of shows, including an episode all about, you guessed it, the history of hydration, which is utterly fascinating, and I don't think I'll ever think about drinking water the same way.
Look for Decoder Ring wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll also add a link in our show notes.
But we got to get back to our own podcast. Madison, you hydrated? You good?
Oh, I am incredibly hydrated. So 75 Hard is a quote-unquote mental toughness program.
Ew.
Quote-unquote Iron Man for your brain. Just to give you a little bit of an intro, if you go to the 75 Hard website, the first thing you will read is that it is not a fitness program. It is a transformative mental toughness program. This is a program that can change your life, starting from the inside. Are there physical changes? Yes. But trust me when I say the physical changes you see on the outside are a fraction, all caps, of the results you can earn by completing, all caps, 75 Hard.
75 Hard is one of the dumbest names for a fitness program I've ever.
They're all dumb. Look, those of us who live in glass houses cannot throw stones. They all have dumb names. And I have done them all, which qualifies me to have this conversation.
But I can't even remember 75. As soon as I stop looking away from our prep document, I forget what the name of this program is called. I keep wanting to call it P75X.
It's 75 straight days of very strict rules about fitness, food, and hygiene. And if you mess up, big air quotes around mess up, you have to start all over again. The rules are as follows. You need to strictly adhere to a diet of your choice. You can't drink alcohol. You have to take progress pictures of your body each day. You have to drink the aforementioned gallon of water each day. You have to work out twice a day, 45 minutes per workout, and one workout needs to be outside no matter the weather. You have to read 10 pages of a self-help book per day. And you need to take a daily 5-minute cold shower. To help round out your introduction, I think it's important that we play a little bit of Andy Frisella himself.
You know who has a plan B? Motherfuckers that lose. That's a fact. All these people out there talking about, oh, well, if that doesn't work out, I'll just go back to this. Whatever the fuck this is, happens to be their miserable life they have now. Those people always lose. And I'll tell you why. There's a real easy reason to understand.
Because it's like a human embodiment of a t-shirt that says, like, pain is just weakness leaving the body.
I've heard the whole tears are weakness leaving the body or whatever. I have never heard that it is weak to have a plan B.
I guess I'll say if that is what motivates you, if that's what does it for you, great. Awesome.
I don't agree. Madison is much more generous than I am.
I think there's something for everybody. But I do think the thing we're talking about is that 75 Hard is unsustainable. It comes from a 2020 book by Andy Frisella by the same name. But it's having an internet moment on TikTok, which is where I discovered it over the last, let's say, month. I've been trying to train my algorithm to show me fitness videos for a little while now. But specifically, I want to see videos of women lifting really heavy shit.
Yeah, as you should.
Like, not diet content, just like really strong women. I want to be able to lift a car over my head, and I find this very motivational. But TikTok also decided that I would like 75 Hard, and I truly can't escape it. Here's a TikTok from somebody who just finished 75 Hard.
Hey y'all, it's day 75 of 75 Hard. I can't believe that this day has come already. I feel like we just started this journey together. I'm so glad I had y'all to lean on the good days and the not so good days. And I can't believe that it's finally over.
So a couple of notes. The diet can be whatever you deem it. There's no like strict, like if you say it's Lunchables all day, every day for 75 days, that can be your diet. Same thing on the workouts. There's no prescribed workouts, so it could be 2 45-minute walks a day. So a little room for modification.
I mean, I guess I enjoy the freedom of that. I mean, I'm watching the video that we just played from Enhancing Emily, and she was reading Hood Feminism by Mickey Kendall as her inspirational book. And I don't know if I would say that's inspirational, but it is a very good book, and Mickey Kendall should be read by all. So, you know, I still don't like this, but I like it. I still don't like it.
Okay.
Before we get into our actual episode, we're going to drink some more water.
It's good for you.
I would like to say I am not anti-water.
It's good for you.
I am anti-chugging water.
In case it's not screamingly obvious, 75 hard, call it what you want, a lifestyle, a fitness plan, a mental toughness, iron, ultra marathon for your body. It's diet culture.
It's beyond diet culture.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. And the thing is, the person who created this diet, Andy Frisella, has no qualifications to make a diet. He's not a dietitian. He's not a nutritionist. He's not even a personal trainer, nor is he a doctor. But you know what he is? A fucking marketer.
A really good marketer.
Yeah, aggressively good at his job because of how viral this diet has gone on TikTok specifically. I mean, we're talking about the kind of unsustainability of this, but we should perhaps get into it more. 75 days, 2.5 months of working out, not just once a day, but twice a day for 45 minutes each. No trainer, no actual reputable health person would tell you to do that. You need to have recovery time. So this diet is not only unsustainable in that once your 75 days are over, are you going to keep living like this? But it's also unsustainable in that it's not even just good weightlifting practice or good fitness practice, because Andy is not a registered fitness person.
Sporty Spice over here getting heated.
I am. I mean, like, my personal trainer talks about all the kind of annoying and bad fitness information that is spread on TikTok that people just listen to because they don't have anybody in their lives to tell them what is actually good for your body. And we are all so inundated with diet culture that is now being, you know, remarketed under body positivity or worse, biohacking.
The same problem you're describing with 75 hard is the issue that's baked into so many of these diet culture experiences or regimens. Okay, yeah, we should drink some water.
I was actually thirsty that time. That was actually organic. I got thirsty.
The 75 hard people are going to get mad at us because we are actually, you know, they have 24 hours to drink this water.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you're doing it wrong. I mean, we should probably say that.
We
like,
are
you know,
willfully doing the water portion of 75 hard wrong. As I was saying before Rachel got thirsty, the problem...
Drag me.
The problem we're describing with 75 hard is the same thing that's baked into so many diet culture experiences and regimens. I'm thinking about, like, you mentioned P90X, Weight Watchers, Beachbody, Noom.
Every single 17 magazine spring issue that told you how to get your perfect back to school body in 6 weeks. I know you all have that trauma. It's not sustainable. I mean, so many of these programs kind of try to build themselves as lifestyle changes, but a lifestyle is something that you don't have to keep looking at an app to keep track of.
We also have to talk about the hyper-masculinity.
Oh, God, yeah.
Of 75 hard. And it is funny, those two TikToks we played, the one from Andy screaming about how you don't need a plan B versus the woman who had just finished 75 hard and had this sort of a day in my life aesthetic goals, like ASMR-y voiced.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that would put me more in the mindset of developing an eating disorder than something like this. It's the lack of forgiveness. And that is perhaps the most unsustainable part of this, is that this mindset of 75 hard is the worst form of diet culture on the internet, which is like, if you fuck up, you have to start all over again. You're starting from scratch. Nothing has been gained.
I like this tweet you found from Abby Chan, a registered dietitian on Twitter, who writes, the whole 75 hard thing is actually like, hey, let's have a clinical eating disorder for 75 days.
Yeah, basically. I mean, there's, and people
see. Oh, Rachel?
Yeah.
It's time to drink some water. I was born for this.
I'm really worried.
The thing about 75 Hard coming up on my feed over and over again is I'm a person who's spent over the last few years a fair amount of time trying to curate my Instagram feeds and now TikTok to show me content from body, like true body positivity activists or body neutral people or holistic body neutral dietitians. And the what you were just talking about, this idea of like resetting to day one the minute you screw something up, flies in the face of every single post from all these dietitians who are like, listen up, it is okay if you have a bad day or a bad week because life is long and months and years matter.
Yeah, you're going to have a bad day. You're going to have a bad week. You're going to have a bad month sometimes. That just happens. And not being forgiving of yourself, it's not going to make you feel good. This just plays on every single bad hustle culture. If you're not grinding, you're losing. If you have a plan B, something's wrong with you. Guilt is not a great motivator. We have learned that over the course of the pandemic. If there's anything we've learned, it's that guilting people into shit just does not work. And that's why people will get gym memberships after all the fucking New Year's resolutions commercials and then immediately give them up and pay Blink for 2 years, $20 a month.
Oh, that's too real, Rachel.
Talking about myself. I see you. I feel you. I don't know how to describe how much I don't like this. And I don't like it specifically because it's on TikTok. And TikTok is just full of very impressionable young people who are being introduced to the worst form of diet culture when it's so much easier to find that content on TikTok than it has been at any other time in the internet.
Ever before.
Yeah. And for this to now be going viral, this really unrealistic version of what health and what fitness looks like, for people whose brains are not fully developed. I hate it for them.
I hate it for me, and I'm a grown-ass woman.
Exactly. Like, we at least have a certain level of familiarity with this
shit. Brain plasticity.
But looking at this just reminds me of looking at, again, 17 magazine as a fucking 11-year-old and thinking about doing 6 weeks worth of a more sustainable diet than this and feeling this overwhelming sense of failure whenever I quit after a week.
Rachel, you are not alone in these feelings, and there is a growing movement of people on TikTok who are doing what they have branded 75 soft, 75 hard's wimpier cousin.
Wimpier or perhaps more sustainable.
Today, I'm starting the 75 soft challenge. It's like the 75 hard, but for people who don't have the time for two 45-minute workouts a day. So here are the rules. Eat well and only drink on social occasions. Train for 45 minutes every day, 75 days without a day off, and 1 day for active recovery every week. Drink 3 liters of water a day and read 10 pages of any book. Wish me luck.
I am a person who loves a shtick, who loves a thing, who loves when a thing has a name. So what I'm saying is there's a universe where I become a 75 hard bitch. But 75 soft sort of appeals to me in the idea that I love a goal-based motivation, and this seems...
Yeah.
Markedly more attainable and frankly looks a lot like how I try to structure my ideal life. It doesn't happen consistently 75 days in a row.
But it's about trying. I mean, I'm thinking of actual goal-based fitness programs that work. So Couch to 5K, which I know multiple people who have tried.
Have used. And then I ran a marathon.
Exactly. And it's a program that is forgiving of life getting in the way, because it will. That is what life does. You are not weak if your life gets in the way.
So 75 soft seems like a gentler, kinder, more sustainable thing. But even that still has this baked in time constraint. What comes after day 75? The whole point of a true lifestyle change is making something, I'm not going to say the S word again, but you know what I'm saying. And that's the downfall of literally all diets. I know we've alluded to this, but just disclaimer, we are not experts in any of this, but are people who have existed as women on this planet for several decades, which I think is its own sort of expertise.
Oh, yes.
Doctorate degree.
I have a doctorate degree in trauma.
Making aggressive and drastic changes in a short period of time, like 75 days, that's fine, but you got to think about day 76.
Are you finally taking your first rest day of 2.5 months? Are you eating an Oreo? What exactly is happening here? Are you going to feel guilty about either of those things? Because you shouldn't. 75 Hard is a recipe for guilt. We've talked about body positivity, and this is one of the kind of new forms it is taking. It is deeply sneaky and baked into society.
None of this is new, but it's newly trending, and it's just diet culture in a different costume on a new social media platform with a slightly different twist. You're not dieting, you're self-improving, you're getting tough, you're training your brain.
You're increasing your mental toughness.
That's what I do when I do the Sunday crossword puzzle in pen.
Ooh.
I didn't say I got it right.
I mean, but you tried, and that's what's important.
I do. That's really the whole... That's the moral of this whole episode.
You tried, and that's what's important. Because you know what's actually 75 hard? Having a body, feeding it, hydrating it.
Ooh, while you're there.
Oh, my God.
You said it.
The thing is, we're already hydrated.
Look, I'm so close. I have consumed probably 3/4 of a gallon of water in the last hour.
I've drank is grammatically correct.
Oh, great. I've been drinking.
Madison is so close to actually finishing this gallon of water, and I am not.
I'm possibly too. This is what I'm saying. There's a world where I'm a 75 hard girl.
I was
but
gonna
I'm
say,
not, and that's love, on therapy.
We love therapy. But listen, living in the world is hard enough. Feeling no kind of way about the way you're feeding your body or living in the world, I am pretty sure impossible.
I've yet to succeed since I was about 12 years old. So try that for 75 days and get back to us.
That's the real 75 hard. Feeling good in your body for 75 days. Try that one out.
You need to take that shit, crumple it up, set it on fucking fire, because all it's going to get you is more of what you already have.
All right, that is the show. We will be back in your feed on Saturday, so definitely subscribe. It's free, and the best way to never miss a random stunt that we do to demonstrate that diets suck.
Take a drink of water.
I'm not doing that.
No,
we're done here.
I was talking to them. Oh. Everybody, take a drink of water. It's good for you.
While you're drinking some water, leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about us. Tell your friends to drink some water. You can follow us on Twitter at @icymi_pod, which is where you can also tweet us your questions, like why the fuck is your TikTok algorithm messed up, and we'll attempt to answer it. You can also always drop us a note at icymi@slate.com. Who knows? You might be on the show.
ICYMI is produced by Daniel Schrader. Our supervising producer is Derek John. Forrest Wickman and Allegra Frank are Slate's culture editors. And Gabe Roth is editorial director of audio. See you online.
Or not. Are you about to finish?
75 hard! I need to go to the bathroom.
I was like, please go pee.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.